In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The mark of the Old Covenant, which goes all the way back to Abraham, is a mark which is set upon the flesh of males on the eighth day after their birth. That's also when they receive their name. And it is the mark of circumcision. And it is so important that one could not be said to participate in the covenant if one is a male, unless one was circumcised. And this is why there was a big controversy in the early church about whether to circumcise Gentile believers or not. In other words, you have to become Jewish in order to become Christian. And as we'll see in the days to come, the answer that was reached was no. Now, this is not a rejection of the Old Covenant. What it is rather is a recognition that the Old Covenant has been spiritualized and internalized and perfected in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because guess what? We as Christians have a circumcision too. Now, don't worry, you don't have to schedule yourself for surgery. The circumcision that we're talking about is a mark not set not upon the flesh, but upon the very soul. And it is open not just to males, but also to females. And it is the mark of baptism. God sets the very mark of his covenant upon our souls when we are baptized. And we can pretend that that mark doesn't exist. We can ignore it, but it remains. This is why, if a person goes nuts and goes and joins the Mormons or the Hare Krishnas or some other group, and then they come to their senses and want to come home, we don't rebaptize them. Because they have already been baptized, and we couldn't even if we wanted to, because that mark remains. That mark is a promise. It is a promise that God will be faithful to us if we are faithful to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.